We're on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. What a second line. Bereish Lakish Amar. Okay, we're trying to find Tashlumim for Chag HaShavuos. Okay, Chag HaKotzei. Could we on the inside? There's like a you know that little. Have you found something? Hi, good morning. Bereish Lakish Amar. Chag HaKotzei. So it says the festival of harvesting. So Ezu Chag Shatar Choyeg V'Koit Zeboi. What is the festival that you celebrate it and you also are reaping in it, harvesting? Hevi Oime Zeres Zeres. So Emas, when is that? So Elim V'Yom Tov. If you want to tell me it's on Yom Tov, Ketzir V'Yom Tov Mishari. Can you do Ketzira? Can you harvest on Yom Tov? Say Alalav. So it must be after that. So it's Latash Lumim. So you see that, like we said earlier. Okay. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. And I'm also, according to your logic, yeah, or your drosha. So too, Chag Osif, what it says, Chag Osif with regards to Sukkos. Yeah. E Ezu Chag Sheish Bo Sifa, which is the Chag, which is the Sifa time of year. Have you Mizah Chag Sukkos? Okay. Amos, when are you doing this Sifa over here? So Elaim over Yom Tov, same thing. Malach Yom Tov, me sure it can't be on Yom Tov itself. Hell of a Cholosh El Moed. If it's on Cholosh El Moed, so Cholosh El Moed, me sure it also on Chol Moed. You know the restrictions with regards to Malacha. So what you're gonna say? You have to say El Chag Bab is Manasifa. You're gonna have to tell them it's the Chag that comes in that the Asifa time of year, in the harvest time, in the gathering in time of year. So Hachaname, you're gonna have to say Chag with Chag Shavuos. What it says, Chag Kotzia means Chag Bob is Man Kotzira. It's the festival that comes around that time of the year. So we slugged up that proof. Comments to Gemara though. Michlal to Tavayu Sirilahu. Both of the Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both hold the Cholosh El Moed. The Cholosh El Moed is also basically it's Malacha. You're not allowed to do Malacha because Rabbi Reish Lakish didn't say, well, I hold you can do. You know, Katsira on Cholam, all right? A Sifa on Cholamoid. So it's matched with everyone that's unanimous that you can't do Malach on Cholamoid. So, Mihani Mili. So, we'll get a sidetrack over here. How do you know you can't do Malach on Cholamoid? Connectivity problems. Okay. So, the Tana Rabbanan, we've got a Brisa. Es Chag Hamatzos Tishmor. The Chag HaMatzos, it says, is Tishmor, Shivas Yomim, so 7 days. You see, Chag HaMatzos is for 7 days. Limid al Cholosh El Moed, it's teaching on Cholosh El Moed, should also be Sias Malacha, it's also in Malacha. Divrei Rebbe Yeshaya, that's in the name of Rebbe Yeshaya. Rebbe Yonison, hey, no Torah, you don't need that drosha, because you can work it out from Voldik, from a Kal V'Chomer. Okay, Amar Rishon and Shvi, the first and the last day. Ein Kedusha Lifnei Malacharei. There's no Kedusha before them and after them. Osa Vesis Malacha, the Osa and Vesis Malacha. Okay, Cholosh El Moed, Olamor, so Shish Kedusha Lifnei Malacharei. Ein Udin Shie, Osa Vesis Malacha. Okay, so Sheshish Yomim, Sheshish Yomim Breshish to Yechichu. Wait a second, every week's like that. You've got, right, a Shabbos before and a Shabbos after. Okay? Shiyesh Kedusha Lifnei Malacha Rehem Mutar Mesias Malacha. You can do Malacha. So that's not a good proof. No, we say normal. The Shiyesh is Yimei Bereishis. With the Shiyesh Yimei Bereishis, Shein Korban Musaf. There's no Korban Musaf over there in a weekday. Turn on Cholosh El Moed. On Cholosh El Moed, Shiyesh Boi Korban Musaf. You have a Korban Musaf. Rosh Chodesh Yechiach, though. We know Rosh Chodesh is not also in Mesias Malacha. Sheish boi kovin musaf. It has a kovin musaf. Yeah, a mutar b'sias malacha. And it has a sias malacha. But then we say, no, ma'ala rosh chodesh. What rosh chodesh ain't kori mikra kodesh. It lacks the being called a mikra kodesh. Tomu cholosh el moed that is called is a mikra kodesh. V'hoil and since it's v'kori mikra kodesh, then din hu she'asu b'sias malacha. Therefore, it makes sense. Logical, Torah logical, that is also in Messias Malacha. Okay, so we have just had two sources now for why you can't do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Okay, number three. Tanya Idach, we got another one. just see if we can do this in 2 seconds because of technical problems. Try it with okay. Tanya Idach. We got another source. It says, Kol Malechas Avoida Loisasu. Okay, all Malachas Avoida, you shouldn't do. Okay. And over here, you should look at Rashi. It's important, this Rashi over here. It says, Kol Malechas Avoida Loisasu, Bechule. And it says, Vesamich Lei Shivas Yomim Takrivu Isha. So it says basically 7 days, basically. It says, don't do Malacha. And then afterwards, in the next posuk with the smichas, it says basically the 7 days of Isra of Asiyas Malacha. Limeid al Chol Shomoid, that teaches you on Chol Shomoid, Sha'asa Asiyas Malacha, that you can't do Malacha on it. Did Rabbi Yossi Galili. That's Rabbi Yossi Galili's opinion. So now Rabbi Kiva says, Oimeh Eino Tzorach, you don't need that limud, that posuk. Hari Oimeh, because we've got a different posuk, he says, Eila Moedei Hashem. These are the festivals of Hashem, and in the continuation of the Pasuk, I think it says Mikre Kodesh, right? These are the holy days. So it says B'mar Akosov Midaber. What are we talking about over here?
Recording in progress.
Reconnected. Good morning, people. So we're on Yud Ches Amud Aleph in the small lines, about 5 lines from before the big lines. Okay, let's go for Rebbe Akiva again. We'll just start that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up in the small lines from the big lines. Rebbe Akiva Omer, Eino Tzorach. We're talking about that's proving that there's an Isra Asiyas Malacha on Chol Hamoed. He says Eino Tzorach. Hare Omer. It says Eila Moedei Hashem. These are the festivals of Hashem. We go Omer. Okay, it says calls them Mikrei Kodesh. What are we talking about over here? Ib Rishon, if you want to tell, it's talking about the first day of basically Yom Tov. Harei Kvar Nehmo, it says Shabboson, refrain from doing Malacha. So Im the Goris over here, Bishmini, because we're talking about Sukkos over here. Im Bishmini, Harei Kvar Nehmo, it's already said Shabboson, it says Shabboson as well. So the first and last days are Asa. So the Torah is talking about Chol Hamoed. L'modcha, it's coming to teach you she'asa b'asiyas malacha. It's asa in asiyas malacha. Okay, Tani Idach, 5th opinion. Sheishes yomim toichol matzois. Obi yom shvi atzeres l'Hashem. Right, 6 days you should eat matzois, and in the 7th day it should be like you should refrain from doing work for Hashem's sake. Okay, ma shvi, just as shvi is otzor, a person should refrain from doing malacha. So we get a hekesh to the af sheish yomim, so to the sheish yomim otzurin. They're also otzur in asiyas malacha. But then we ask a question though. E ma shvi otzur b'chol malacha. Shvi is a total shutdown of malacha, basically. So af sheish yomim otzurin b'chol malacha. Does so too, you're going to tell me the first 6 days are all otzur in asiyas malacha. Tamaloima. Ubiyom Hashvi Atzeres. So specifically on Yom Hashvi Atzeres. The drasha over here, I think it says in somewhere else, it says the is Hashvi'i, coming specifically the 7th day. Yeah. Hashvi is Otso B'chol Malacha. The Shvi is Otso in all Malachas. V'ein Shisha Yomim Otso in B'chol Malacha. And all 6 days are not Otso B'chol Malacha. So how do you know though? Ha'lo Masra on the cost of the Torah. Basically, Hashem gave the right, the license, a cost of El Chom to the Chomim, Loim Elcha, to tell you, Ezezeh Yom Osor, which day is Osor through the sanctification of the moon, which would be Rosh, would be a Yom Tov, but Ezezeh Yom Mutter, which Yom would be Mutter, basically that's Chol Hamoed, there's a partial Heta, Ezezu Malacha, and on Chol Hamoed, that there are partial restrictions, Ezezu Malacha Asura, but then it's Dovah She'ena Oved, but Ezezu Malacha Mutteris, which Malacha will be Mutteris of Chol Hamoed, which will be something that is like a Dovah or Oved. Okay, moving, just finishing off the Mishnah, tying it up, it says, Mutterim Behesped Matanis, we said if basically Shavuos was on Shabbos, and therefore he had to do Yom Tovuch on Sunday, according to everybody, so the Kohen Gadol had to dress down, and you could do Tainis and Hesbedim. Yeah, Mutzim v'Hesbed v'Tainis Shelo L'Kayim Es Divrei Ha'Omim Atzeres Achor Shabbos. So v'Itma, or maybe better v'Atanya, we got a Brisa. Yeah, Maisa or Meis Alexa. but Lord, this person died in Lud. V'nichnasu kol Yisrael. Everybody who came, well, they soaked out to do hesped him. V'lo nicham. Rabbi Tofan didn't allow them to hesped him. Okay. Mipnei sheyom tov shel atzeres higher, because it was the yom tov atzeres higher. So what's going on over here? Yeah. So we see over here that. First the Gemara says Yom Tov Sav Kadayitach. It can't be actually Yom Tov, because Iba Yom Tov Mi Kaosu. How can they come? Because it was also to travel on Yom Tov. And so, okay. So Ella Ema, we're going to say Mipnishu Yom Tovuach Hayah. But it says no, it's not really Yom Tov. It's Yom Tovuach. So but you see over here that Yom Tovuach is you're not allowed to do Hesped and stuff and the like. So it says, look, Asher, can't be Yom Tov Shechal Liyos Achar Shabbos. If it's Yom Tov Shechal Liyachar Shabbos, then that will be okay. Basically, the Yom Tov was in the week. Yeah, in the weekday. So then, therefore, it's basically, it's not Sunday over here. And can't.
So Yom Tov
is
not Sunday either.
What's that?
So Yom Tov
is
not Sunday either.
Right. It's good. And can't be Yom Tov Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. And here is when Yom Tov Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. So here, where the Yom Tov would come on Shabbos. So therefore it would be on Sunday, therefore that would be a problem. Okay, we'll stop there.